Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you, even though we suffered that little bit of a technical glitch. Well, we got it fixed and we're back on, and there's lots to talk about. The legislative session is roaring to an end. Or is it? Yeah, maybe it isn't like everybody thinks. You know, the Kumbaya session. We've had them before, and it's generally where Republicans roll over and let Democrats walk all over them, which is kind of the normal thing. Has that really been what's happened here? You know, occasionally, Republicans have done things, like walk out and shut down the legislative session. You know, respecting the right of the minority against the tyranny, the majority. But generally, we have these Kumbaya sessions, and this one, especially with Measure 110 rewrite, known as House Bill 4002, which sailed through the House and the Senate, well, it had some opposition from the most leftist liberals who are using it as racism, calling it racist. Of course, they have to make everything racist, right? Or the most conservative of people. We'll talk to one of the conservatives about that, State Senator Dennis Linthicum, today. Why he voted no and what he has found. In fact, he sent me some stuff. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but let me just tell you. It ain't good. What is in this bill, folks? It ain't good at all. And he showed me the language. And we're going to talk with him about that at the bottom of the hour, as we do on Tuesdays. Also, thanks to all of you who showed up last night at the Political Coffee Clatch. We had 50 people there last night. And that, you know, that filled up Sparky's Brewing Company big time. Thank you to all of you who did and supported Sparky's by buying food and drink there last night. It was great to see everyone. Ed Deal was there last night, Representative Deal, who serves a large portion of the legislative district I used to serve in. He was there to talk and explain about why he voted no on House Bill 4002. Now, it's interesting because there was a young man there last night who, after we were all done and over with, and by the way, thanks to John Lee for a long presentation, but a really detailed presentation on the ODOT tolling scam. And it is a scam, folks. ODOT staff is driving the bus here. Not all of the Regional Transportation Commission. ODOT is clearly going in a particular direction, and they're fine with having to spend 86 cents of every dollar of tolls collected to pay for collecting the toll. They're fine with that. That's okay with them. And if this goes the way it's gone in Washington State, and he detailed that, and now John lives in Washington. Okay. John is a retired Delta Airlines captain. He lives there in a state that has gone full all in now on what's happened here in Washington State. You see, they start with these low toll numbers, and it's all bait and switch, and it's all really a lie because they know it's going to have to be more. And John illustrated that lies last night. If you're going to use a three-segmented toll system to drive from, say, you know, down by Federal Way, Puyallup, bypass Seattle, at the peak time, going north or south, it'll cost you $47 each way in Seattle. And if you do a round trip, it's $90 a day. Now, that's Seattle. most of their projects, their tolling projects in Seattle, have to be supplemented or subsidized by regular general fund taxpayer dollars in Washington State. So not only are people paying for the toll, and not only are people paying for tolls, but the hours have not changed. The hours of sitting in congestion haven't changed because people are avoiding the tolls like crazy, just like they're going to do on I-205 and I-5. That's what John brought to us last night. Now, the point of all of this is to share with you the mission creep that is happening in Washington State is precisely what's going to happen here. And it already has started. Because Oregon will be the only state, now listen to me carefully, Washington at least built new lanes and are tolling them to give people that option, new capacity. In Oregon, we're going to toll, and then maybe we're going to toll it first, and then maybe we'll add capacity. Oregon will be the only state, again, listen to me, the only state to toll an existing road and not add any capacity. That is precisely what they're going to do. They're already doing it because ODOT staff, as John pointed out last night, has decided to drop all of the new capacity options for I-205 and I-5. But they're supposedly doing these seismic upgrades to these bridges to keep them from falling down when we have that mythical, you know, 9.0 earthquake off the Oregon coast. We're going to toll those bridges to do that. And every time you drive past, they're going to take a picture of you and they're going to find out what your address is. And they're going to send you a bill in the mail every time you drive across one of their bridges. The ODOT studies, ODOT's own studies, show that in some places there will be as high as 100% increase in the local road traffic for people avoiding tolls, which they say are only going to start at $15 one way, depending on where you're at. This is radioactive, and it is an opportunity for Republicans to get out in front of it and to use it as a campaign issue as much as the failure of House Bill 4002 can be expected. It is being set up for failure. We'll talk with Senator Dennis Linthicum about that at the bottom of the hour. But you have an opportunity to comment on a lot of things going on, including Trump's win in the Supreme Court yesterday, huge. And today is Super Tuesday all across America. Voters are going to the polls to clearly nominate Donald Trump. But is it going to matter with the globalists who keep funding Nikki Haley's campaign to hurt Trump? All of that when we come back. It's Political Coffee.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at KSLM.news. Steve was there last night, and I know, Steve, the shows on the local podcast page on KSLM for this radio show haven't been updated since the 29th. Just Amanda's been on vacation, and she has to wait to do that when she gets back. They are updated on a daily basis on the Political Coffee Klatch Telegram page. So you can see, all of you can go to Telegram, download it on your computer. You should. And there are lots of great resources there for Political Coffee Klatch. So join us. Thanks to all of you who joined us last night. And thanks, Steve, for the piece about Walgreens is going to start selling abortion pills. But not in Oregon. Now, that's a little bit surprising, given how crazy Oregon is, the abortion issue. But I appreciate it. Also, yeah, Jim, yeah, you did hear the rural white American thing. Jim writes me, I thought I heard MSNBC was where this threat to democracy article was. Well, I have never been there before and probably won't go there again. I mean, CNN looks tame in comparison to MSNBC. I don't need that blank rotting my brain. Yeah, you're right about that. Super Dave, come on. Yeah, I got a text. When we had our little glitch this morning, Super Dave sends me. He says, you're not on the air, buddy. And so then when we came back on the air, you know, when the technical glitch got over, he's now texting me. He goes, man, I'm glad you are on. I was shaking. Needed the fix, man. Needed the fix. Something else that you need is to remember that Mike Lindell is fighting tooth and nail. Everything he has and everything he owns for you. There's a great reason for you to support MyPillow and get the great discounts. Again, I'm buying all kinds of stuff for my, you know, new home. Today I get my final inspections. So I'll let you know tomorrow if I actually get my move-in permit. And I need a lot of stuff. Bed sheets, towels. Need more pillows, the great My Pillows, and I get them all. I use all this stuff, friends, and I believe in it. I believe in the products. In fact, I was using it long before they became an advertiser on this radio show and this station. If you want to make your life better, and their products do, and you want to defend your liberty at the same time and get great prices on all this stuff, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC, it's the acronym for Political Coffee, PC23. Because Mike Lindell is winning. There are over 200 counties in America now that are pledging to dump the machines and go to hand counting. Some of them are going to do so at a price. Some of those county commissioners that are making those decisions are being threatened by their secretaries of states and their attorney generals. The real battle, folks. Good for them for standing up. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. All right. Let's see. I will get to that. Corby writes, good morning, Jeff. InfoWars. Alex Jones issued an emergency message to the American people. Sort of like what Elon Musk just did. Now, Elon Musk, for those of you who don't know what he just did, Elon Musk put out a tweet, and this is pretty profound, folks, saying that what Joe Biden is doing is treason. What? The Biden regime, this is a Gateway Pundit story, and this is what Elon Musk is alluding to. The Biden regime has admitted to flying into America from foreign countries, 320,000 illegal aliens secretly to at least 43 airports in the United States to lessen the numbers crossing illegally on the borders. 320,000. The Biden regime had to admit in a Freedom of Information request lawsuit. Center for Immigration Studies did the lawsuit. At least 320,000 illegals. And they do this through this app, this mobile app that the Biden administration created to make it easier for people to seek asylum. Well, it's been repurposed, apparently, to grant travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release to individuals from various countries. Once they get approved via this app, they're allowed to enter and remain in the U.S., and we are flying them here at our expense, folks. And they get to stay here for 2 years, under which time these 320,000 illegals are eligible. Elon Musk says this. Well, I'll tell you what he said on the other side of the break. Back with State Senator Dennis Lipkin on what's wrong with House Bill 4002, why you should be concerned. That up failure, but that
call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top there. Great to have you back with us on Political Coffee. In a moment, we're going to have our weekly visit with State Senator Dennis Lipkin. And you are not going to believe. Well, you should. The smoke and mirrors, absolutely worthless language the Democrats put into House Bill 4002, and most Republicans agreed to, with the exception of Senator Linthicum and Representative Deal, who was there last night at the Political Coffee Clatch. You're not going to believe, well, you are going to believe it, and Senator Linthicum is going to share it with us in just a moment. Got to remind you, of course, it's still kind of cold out there. Did you notice that? Like in the 30s, and if your air conditioning system or your heating system is not keeping up, you owe it to yourself to be comfortable. Don't suffer. Call Freedom Heating and Air, and you know what they'll do? They'll come out and they'll get it fixed for you right away. It's one of the great things, just one of many great things they do at Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out at freedomheatingandair.net. Give them a call. They'll come out right away. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Senator Dennis Lipkin joins us. Senator, thanks for taking time again. You have a great newsletter, and it is entitled All the King's Horses and All the King's Men. What? What's that all about?
Yeah, well, I'm always wondering, you know, when I spoke on the floor, I referred to, and one of the reps on the House side, Anna Sharp, also referred to the, you know, the old commercial that many of your listeners will remember. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. And then it was a heart, an egg into a frying pan, and you see the frying pan sizzle. And so what I think my biggest complaint about this is there's $211 million. This is a lot of money, $211 million, and most of it is focused on behavioral health. Within this, first of all, this is too complex of an issue to bring up in the short session. We should have just done a repeal or let the ballot measure go through and repeal the thing and start over, wipe the slate clean and start over. This is inappropriate for the short session. We had the giant housing bill also go through, you know, 3 or 4 days before. I would have loved to have written about the housing bill, but didn't have time. You know, I'd like to write about the transportation foul-ups that we're seeing. You mentioned a bunch of that this morning. Right now, with the highway carrier miles for heavy trucks and light trucks and those kinds of things, it actually looks like Oregon will soon require at least a 95 cent per gallon gasoline tax increase. And because the Democrats all want to get elected this year instead of thrown out of office, they're not going to do it. So that's actually a violation of the law. They're not getting involved in this because they realize that they're in deep yogurt. They're upside down when it comes to the highway tax miles.
All right. So hang on, Senator. So what is the mechanism that you're alluding to by which the gas tax would go up by 95 cents a gallon? How are they going to do that without a vote of the legislature?
Well, that's exactly the point. They're not going to do it. But in the 2021-23 highway cost allocation, they identified that we're overcharging heavy trucks and undercharging light vehicles. And so they'll have to rebalance that. That should be rebalanced during this legislative session. That should preserve the fairness and proportionality of the highway cost responsibility between heavy trucks and your little car. And so that's not going to get touched by the Democrats because they don't want to admit that ODOT is, you know, on steroids and they can't control their appetite. And so that's a big issue. It's not getting touched. It's a constitutional requirement, but hey, we can ignore the Constitution when we please. And the Supreme Court will elevate them to a pedestal of intent. Well, they meant to, they just never got around to it or something. This is what the words of Measure 113 were intended to do, even though that's not what the words on the paper actually did. So the idea between intent and words on the page becomes really interesting because it's nonsense. This is the deconstruction of our world. This is the purposeful destruction of our world. This is dangerous territory that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, you're right. And the Oregon Trucking Association's filed this lawsuit saying that they are paying too much. That's been acknowledged. And if that succeeds, then the legislature will have no choice but to raise the gas tax for all of these light duty vehicles. That is political death. Speaking of death, fentanyl, the rewrite of Measure 110 through House Bill 4002. That's the key point of your newsletter.
Well, but also actually, go ahead. I was going to say I didn't make the point about, you know, what's actually going on in my newsletter. In my newsletter, I made the point that this doesn't belong in the short session.
Right. And lay out the reasons why. Yeah.
Right.
So last night, Representative Deal talked about how the people who are this $200 million that you're talking about here in your newsletter, that's supposed to $211 million that's supposed to go with House Bill 4002.
Right.
Well, the people that divvy up that money are not on the same page with trying to get you all help and are getting people help who need true help. They're not on the same page. It's this whole group. Ed Deal went through that last night. This thing is being set up to fail on purpose, but it's also being set up to fail on the language you sent me that's highlighted. Why don't you go through this? Folks, you got to listen to this as to why. But you'll just understand why it's being set up to fail. Senator, tell us this language you sent me, how this could possibly work. It can't.
Yeah, well, everybody can find it. Look for Section 35 in the bill. And I ask questions about this in our caucus discussions. We're always trying to hammer out things and understand them. And I asked, we asked staff, we asked, the attorney, the sheriff's
legislative council,
sheriffs and police, and we asked the Amanda Dalton, who is the lobbyist for the prosecuting attorneys, you know, what does this mean? And I'll check into it to see how it cashes out. And, you know, there's, you know, all kinds of answers floating around the building because the Democrats want this thing passed. But if you go to Section 35, sub 2A, when imposing a sentence, and I'll just speed read here, when imposing a sentence, the court may decide to not suspend. Now, that's an interesting, you know, change in language. The court may decide not to suspend. Well, that's a a double negative. Because suspension is a negation of a prison term, and you may decide not to negate the prison term. So that's a double negative. That's kind of a warning when you see that in legislation. So that means the default is to suspend. So we're already in a funny place here. We're deciding not to do the default, which would be to suspend. So what caused us to decide that? And that's a whole nother question. The language goes on, may decide to not suspend only on the request of the defendant. So this is and impose a term of incarceration only at the request of the defendant. So when they choose to not suspend, they may incarcerate for up to 180 days. That's the new recriminalization part of it. And then it says only on the request of the defendant. So this isn't the court making the request or demanding this request or demanding responsibility and accountability. This is the individual seeing the light, having a Jesus moment and requesting accountability and requesting to become a responsible citizen. And so if anybody's had any relationships with people who have been strung out for any period of time, I've seen this in my own family, and it's a terrible experience. This isn't a road you arrive at just because it's Tuesday morning and you wake up wanting to go straight.
Senator, we're not done with this, so hang on through the two-minute break. We'll be back with Senator Linthicum because we're not done describing the insanity of what is in this bill and why it ain't gonna work. Back in a moment at 6:48.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We're going to conclude with State Senator Dennis Linthicum in just a momento. A couple of things I need to mention. First is, yesterday, the Oregon Senate passed Dame Thatcher's bill to keep us on standard time and not go to daylight savings time, but only if the other West Coast states decide to do the same thing. It now goes to the House, where maybe they have time to pass it, maybe they don't. Doug writes an email about all toll roads are tyrannical. We need to call toll roads what they really are: precursors to checkpoints. Oregon is quickly devolving into a prison state. People will soon have no privacy. License plate readers will dissolve your ability to travel anonymously. What happens when bad characters can read your license plate and discover you're 2 or 3 hours from your home? The goons will know they have plenty of time to clean out your house of all your valuables. People so stupid and trusting to think that state surveillance is a good thing. It's hard to tell when one kind of tyranny ends and the other begins. He brings up an interesting point. Because we know how hackable the state's systems are, because they're constantly being hacked. Can you imagine what he just said actually transpiring? I can. Something else I can imagine is why you would want to call Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. He's a man of faith who lives it in how he works with you when he comes into your home to do a bathroom or a kitchen remodel. Check it out for yourself. If you don't believe me, look at the great pictures and the customer testimonials on RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Call Eric 503-341-3816. 341-3816. So, Senator, this insanity about this. So as I read this, what you sent to me, pretty obvious to me that no incarceration is going to happen unless the person, the defendant, requests it. So, what are the odds that somebody's going to request to go to jail?
Right. Well, from a behavioral health perspective, there's a legitimate point here to be made, and that is you cannot coerce somebody to do something they don't want to do. The only thing you can do is imprison them. And so now imprisonment actually may be best for a drug dealer, but not for, you know, the teenager. So that's an okay story. But see, what we're seeing coming across the southern border is this fentanyl poison. And we're not talking about drug dealers. We're not figuring out where, when you wrap somebody up, there's no distinction between was he just staggering on the street corner, or was he hawking kilos out of the back of his truck? We have, there's no distinction here in this, and it's really difficult. The language in here says if the defendant does not request to go to some kind of rehabilitation or prison sentence, the court may not order a sentence of incarceration, so because the guy didn't request it, and the court may not include in the judgment of conviction that the defendant pay a fine, a cost assessment, or attorney fee. So you're basically in and out on the public dime, and because you're in and out on the public dime, this is a glorified catch and release program. Why would the police get involved in this? Plus, you pointed out that there was accusations of racist demagoguery on the floor with regard to how this is going to get carried out. That's a warning shot across the front end of every police department and every sheriff's office in the state of Oregon, that if you are approaching an individual that is a minority population of some variety, that there will be lawsuits claiming you targeted them because of their variety instead of because of their crime.
That's right.
As soon as police recognize it'll only take one or two arrests and one or two lawsuits and big headlines that Oregon can produce like nobody other, the lies that come from the mainstream media, and all of a sudden what we'll see is we'll go back to normalized catch and release because it's just too difficult a job. We've not helped them in any way whatsoever. So that's a shot across the bow that came from the floor of the Senate. And it's not in the text. You'll not find that kind of danger in the text. The danger sounds like, oh, it's all nice. We'll get along and the world will be a better place for this. But frankly, I don't think the world is actually going to profit from this because it's so convoluted. And this should have never come up in the short session.
Absolutely right. Senator, thank you for your time. How can people get your newsletter quickly?
Send a note to Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Dennis@electdennis.com.
Dennis@electdennis.com. Thanks, Senator. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday at our special two-hour end-of-session live broadcast at Miller's Barbecue. You and your lovely wife, Diane, who will soon be the next senator from your
That's
area.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to bring Diane to the microphone. And,
yes, you will. Yes, you will. And we're gonna talk about all of this stuff in this special two-hour live broadcast at Miller's Barbecue this coming Saturday from 4 to 6. Folks, you don't want to miss it. And we want you to come. It's going to be in front of a live audience. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate it so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, so the court cannot impose a sentence on anybody under this new bill, and they can't even impose a fine. There's absolutely no accountability. It's ludicrous. That's why it is set up to fail. Now, quickly, Elon Musk said this, which is what he tweeted when it became revealed that the Biden administration is literally flying, secretly flown over 320,000 illegal aliens from foreign airports into 43 or American airports, and they won't tell us which airports they come to. Illegally. These are illegals. The Biden administration is literally, through their app, making it easy. So here's what Elon said. He said, the administration is importing voters and creating a national security threat from unvetted illegal immigrants. It is highly probable that the groundwork is being laid for something far worse than 9/11. It's just a matter of time. And then he added, it's obvious to anyone who is not a fool that this administration is deliberately importing vast numbers of illegals. No grand conspiracy theory is needed to explain this, just simple incentives. They are far more likely to vote Democrat than Republican. This is why Dems are constantly pushing to legalize illegals and won't deport them, even when they are arrested for a crime, which otherwise seem, I don't know, like an opportune time. If illegals can beat up American police on camera in Times Square, be released without bail, and get rewarded with free tickets to California, what more do you need to know? I bet you could have a conversation with a persuadable person today by starting the conversation saying, did you know that Biden has flown 320,000 illegals into America secretly to keep the border numbers down? We're back tomorrow. I hope you are too.